play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abington. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Canton Little Giants are the opponent in the Thanksgiving tournament, opening up with a sophomore victory 63-43 over Canton. Let's go down to public address announcer Jeff Lamb for tonight's Galesburg starting lineups.
And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6'1 junior guard, number 4, Gina Williams. A 5'9 junior guard, number 5, Ian Dominique. A 6'4 senior forward, number 12, Easton Stack. A 6'4 junior forward, number 15, Jace Keith. And a 6'6 senior forward, number 32, Carter Clary. Your streaks are coached by Chad Thompson.
So that's the starting five for Galesburg. For Canton, Caden Otto, Cale Barnhart, Dylan Watts, and Malachi Correa, all seniors. And for one junior in the starting lineup, Ryan Yerbeck. We'll get to Jason Wessel's three keys to the game here in a moment as we get ready to get this game underway. And certainly one of the challenges for the Silver Streaks team and something we watch for coming off a team that won 23 games last year is where are the points going to come from? 79% of the scoring graduated, as Jason alluded to in the pregame, and the Silver Streaks win the tip with Gino Williams bringing it across into the front court with the white home jerseys and the black trim and the cursive streaks in the middle of the chest, backing his way in. Clary battling for position and gets the left foot drop step up and in to put the streaks on the board 16 seconds into the season. And full court pressure against Canton. And now the streaks back it off into the front court as the Little Giants get it across. Watts in the left corner coming out up top for it. Malachi Correa now to the right side. Barnhart juggling the ball briefly. Yerbeck passes it away onto the left wing, which is where the Galesburg bench is. Now onto the right side it goes, pulling it back up top. Yerbeck, bounce pass, entry pass. Backing his way in, Correa kicks it back out. Little one-on-one action with Yerbeck. Now coming up top for Correa again. Gets Barnhart with it on the left side, right in front of official Joe Thompson at the Galesburg bench. To the right wing, open three, air ball. Weak side rebound, fought for, scrambling on the floor. It's Williams tying up Correa on the floor, and the alternating possession will keep it on Canton's end of the floor. So both coaches got to be happy seeing your players dive onto the floor going after the 50-50 balls right off the bat.
Playing hard is the key to any high school basketball game. Play hard, play fast.
So we'll give Canton a team rebound on that and an offensive rebound. A minute into the game, Galesburg on top 2-0. Down low, Correa backing his way in on Clary. Up and in with a right hand. Rattled around, dropped it through. Canton ties the game at 2. Williams and Steck in the backcourt. Ian Dominique into the front court. Clary at the free throw line, and Jace Keith on the right wing has the ball deflected. Gino trying to save it. Out of bounds. Turnover. First against the Silver Streaks. So some keys here, Jason. What are you looking for tonight for these Silver Streaks?
Well, I said earlier, play hard, play fast. Streaks got to use their athleticism. Get after them on defense. Speed them up. and take advantage of what they got athletically.
Speeding him up in the full court pressure here, and it forces a turnover. Steck and Dominique on the double team. Now the entry pass through the hands of Keith, and trying to get back with it quickly, and the Streaks give it right back on the turnover. Minute 37 into the game. We're tied at 2. Canton looking for its first lead of the game. First matchup between these two teams, as we talked about in the preseason, there's a bad entry pass. Lobbed it down low to Steck, up and in. And the Streaks turn a turnover directly into points there and immediately attack into the full court press. Little Giants break it. Up top to Barnhart. Works his way to the right side. Out top for Correa. Swing it over left side to Watts on the wing. Deflected by Gino. Steals it away. Williams taking it. One on two and a foul in the backcourt as Watts reaches in. And a good foul by Dylan Watts, the senior for Canton. Otherwise, Gino maybe takes that all the way in for the layup.
Yeah, speeding them up already.
Three turnovers on the Little Giants. 2 minutes into the game. 4-2. Streaks with it in the half court. Out to Dominique on the right wing. Steck with it up top in the midcourt Galesburg circle. Williams pulls a dribble out high, working his way right to left along the volleyball line. A reach in and a knock out of bounds. Dylan Watts right in front of Brett Brewington on the sideline. And he'll hand it right back to Gino, who will inbound it to Dominique. He and Dominique, one of the two leading scorers, back for the Silver Streaks. Steck the other one. Of those 401 returning points, here's a three by Gino off the mark. And the rebound underneath, Cale Barnhart. Quick transition at the other end, Correa, and the Streaks fell asleep getting back. Ties the game up at 4.
You got to get back on D. Got to stop the ball.
Gino with a crossover. High post, kick out. Dominique drives in. Pull-up jumper, a little bit short from about 8 feet. Correa secures the rebound. And again, Canton looking for its first lead of the game. Little crossover by Barnhart, pulls it back out. Long three by Caden Otto, in and out. And Steck pulls down the rebound. Tied at 4, Streaks trying to regain the lead. Easton quickly into the front court, fires it down low. Gino up and in with a foul. And a chance at a three-point play.
Nice finish there by Gino.
Back and forth action early. 6-4 Galesburg, 4:55 to go here in this opening quarter. Second foul on the Little Giants. This one will be against Ryan Yerbick, the earlier one on Watts. And into the game for the Silver Streaks, Nolan Carl. As Clary will get a breather. Gino well short of the free throw. Still 6-4 Streaks. Barnhart with his second rebound for the Little Giants. Driving in Otto. Pull-up jumper. 15-footer from the baseline. Missed it. Good box out on the weak side. Steck for his second rebound. Streaks pushing it into the front court. Steck, pull-up. One hands it up and in from the free throw line. And how about this? Silver Streaks, 3 scores in the books already. And a turnover at the other end. Keith with a steal. Dominique, Steck, little stutter step down the lane, up and in with the left hand. Steck with 6. Streaks lead by 6, 10-4. Canton breaks a press. Little 2-on-1 action. Right side with the up and under. Yerbick missed it. Keith has a rebound knocked away. Correa picks it up. Now driving down the lane. Jump stop Barnhart knocked off balance. And a foul reach in on the Silver Streaks. What do you think of the action so far, Jason? Teams are getting after it.
Up and down, playing hard, playing fast.
Not quite halfway through the first quarter. Foul at the other end on Keith, first against the Silver Streaks. 2 team fouls on Canton. Not quite halfway through quarter number 1. Little Giants will inbound it. Barnhart, or rather that's Otto on the inbound. Correa cut off in the lane, will pull it back out into the hands of Watts. Swinging around to the right side, Barnhart just off the elbow, coming out high for it. The catch, the release by Drew Reeder into the game, missed at 3. Gino kind of pushes Correa down to the floor, scramble for it. Gino gets tripped up coming out with a rebound and a foul called on Canton. Gino on the floor, in amongst the big men, securing a rebound, and now the foul called against Caden Otto. 3 team fouls on Canton. That's what Chad Thompson telling us. In our pregame visit tonight, you'll see Gino do a little bit of everything out there. And he was in amongst the trees battling for rebounds. Nolan Carl, also a little Mr. Do-It-All. Lob, but to nobody. It deflects off the backboard and into the hands of Correa. Guess we call that a shot? He didn't shoot it.
He didn't really. I think he was looking for Easton on a lob.
I think he was, but deflected off the backboard and off the rim. Here's Correa with it now. Just inside the top of the arc. 10-4, Galesburg by 6. The catch by Reeder up top passes on the three this time. Now Correa out high for it. Otto with it, just off the right elbow, driving in on Gino. This flipped it up with a lot of contact by Williams, and that'll be the first foul of the game on Gino. And Otto's going to get to the free throw line as he was, looked like maybe he was almost falling down the left side of the lane, and very alertly just scooped the ball up toward the basket. Because if it goes in, he's got a chance at a three-point play. As it is, he's getting two foul shots.
Yeah, he did a good job of getting the hoop on that play.
Second foul on the streaks. Misses the first free throw. Otto's missed two shots. Now a free throw. 10-4 Galesburg. Streak sophomores won tonight, 63-43. Great start and an impressive showing by them in a very up-and-down game. A lot of energy in that preliminary game. Otto makes the second free throw. 10-5. Streaks by five. Williams will walk it up court unabated. Braden Coker, a junior, into the game, picks him up defensively. Gino goes around him, passes Dominique. Quick three, a little bit short. Rebound flying down the lane. Aiden Almaguer, now the ball batted out of bounds as he tries to bounce it back through the lane. And Canton got a hand on it. Almaguer into the game, making an immediate impact with an offensive rebound. The lob out high to Nolan Carl. 10-5 Galesburg. Gino at the volleyball line. Swings the ball down low to the top of the arc, working his way left. Now still trying to work his way around. Coker drives, kick out. Dominique passes left side to Nolan Carl. Drives, has the ball reached in, stolen away by Barnhart. Three Galesburg turnovers. The other break the other way. Missed layup. Rebound Caden Otto took it away from Steck. Now the dribble drive in, and the ball rattles around for Barnhart. And it's 10-7. And we got a warning against a Canton player.
I don't know what that one was about.
Brett Brewington came out, pointed the other direction at one of the Canton players. I'm thinking that's just a warning. I don't know if he got his hand up in the net there or what exactly happened. So 10-7, Canton pulls within three as we approach 2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Nolan has the ball deflected away, but he gets it back at the top of the arc. Now Steck will come out high for it. Nolan's still directing traffic. Pretty good when you get a 6'6 point guard out there. Now Gino has the ball stolen away. Coker reached in, drives the other direction, up and in over a flying swat attempt by Easton Steck. And Coker got the shot to drop through. Canton within one. And now a reach-around foul by Coker. Gino dribbled right and then switched directions left. That got Coker a little off balance for his first foul. And the fourth team foul on the Little Giants. Out goes Almaguer, out goes Williams, Jace Keith, Carter Clary back into the game. So Coach Chad Thompson rotating seven players in early here in this opener. Just under 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one, Streaks leading 10-9. Talk about the Thanksgiving tournament schedule. Here's Nolan driving around his man in from the right side. Can't get the shot to drop down, but a contact foul by Barnhart. And Nolan dribbling toward the basket. Earns a couple of free throws. Now, this was a struggle for Nolan last year. Let's not make any bones about it. 3 out of 13 from the free throw line. So hopefully he'll get himself off to a better start here with this first free throw attempt in this first quarter of the opener for the Streaks senior. And he gets the friendly roll for his first point of the season. 27 points for Nolan Carl on the season last year. About 14 games, actually. Misses the second free throw, but the rebound bounds over to Carter Clary for the offensive board. No-look pass, step back in the corner. Steck drains a three. Easton with 9 in the quarter, and the Streaks back up by 5. Came on the offensive rebound by Clary off the missed free throw. Now Canton breaks the press. Up top, Yerbik passes it left side. Now a quick shot by Correa at the top of the arc. Three-pointer missed it. Rebound tipped by Clary over to Nolan Carl, who secures for the Streaks, trying to build on a 5-point lead. 1:10 to go here in this opening quarter. Nolan looks back, gets the call from Chad Thompson. Defensive pressure by Otto out high. As Stack to the right side, Keith on the wing. Jace back up top. Dominique fakes left, drives right, lobs it up and in with a little floater. His first basket of the season. Streaks with their biggest lead of 7 now at 16-9. Now a deflection by Steck, but the Streaks can't get to it before it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Canton will inbound.
Streak's getting after him with this press. Causing a lot of deflections.
Quick hands, disrupting the offense. That two-point basket by Ian Dominique, not insignificant.
Oh, that's right.
Did not have a two-point basket all last season. Ian, 145 points on the season, 48 baskets. They were all three-pointers and one free throw. He didn't make a two-pointer all season, so he gets one here about 7 minutes into the season. Substitution for the Streaks, Jackson Kroc-Sibbing. His first action, a freshman for the Silver Streaks, as he spells Jace Keith for the final 40 seconds here in this opening quarter. 16-9 Galesburg. Trying to go around his man, driving in and up and in with a right hand. A nice, pretty shot on the move by Dylan Watts. Going directly against Easton Steck. Now a reach in by Yerbik, stealing it away from Steck. Four Galesburg turnovers, final 20 seconds. And Canton can hold for the final possession of quarter number one, trailing by five. In the midcourt circle, Caden Otto. He was an offensive concern for the Silver Streaks coming in. He's been held scoreless so far. Has it now on the left wing with four. Shoots the three. In and out. Weak side rebound, Steck. And that's the end of the first quarter. Good first quarter for the Streaks. They lead by five after one. 16-11 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Yes, without cause, they did break in and they did take, well, I should say, stole the documents. And you're wanting to know what they'll find. Well, I will tell you exactly what they'll find. They'll find that Jenny's oil changes are up to date. They'll find that Burke is a little overdue for a tire rotation. And most of all, they'll find that Carmark Tire and Auto helps keep your car running smoothly and safely. Carmark Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
If your bank is telling you to make changes, then change to F&M Bank. If you're ready to make the switch, open an absolutely free checking account and enjoy the convenience of free online banking, bill pay, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. What are you waiting for? Stop by F&M Bank today and experience banking the way it should be. Extraordinary. Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank. Member FDIC.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
16-11 Streaks over Canton. One quarter gone here in this opening game of the Thanksgiving tournament. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Back on the air. Here's a three by Dominique. A little bit long. And a high rebound in the lane by Cale Barnard, who's got three boards to lead Canton already. They had the final shot of the first quarter with a chance to get within two. Missed a three-pointer. Now a chance to try to do it again here. Down five, opening up quarter number two. Up top, Yerbik. To the left side it goes. Otto back up top to Correa. Swings it over to the right side. Dribble drive by Barnhart. Steps between a defender. Can't get the roll. Nolan Carl with a rebound for the Streaks. His second of the game for Galesburg. Dominique drives in after the fake. Pull-up jumper in and out. Battle for the rebound. Nice. Clary with the offensive putback. Two offensive rebounds for Carter, two baskets, four in the game, 18-11 Streaks by seven. Now a turnover, Dominique drives and lays it in. Streaks again turning points out of full court turnovers in that full court press. 9-point Galesburg lead, 20-11 as they make it their biggest of the night now. Sophomores beat Canton by 20 in the opener. Right side, Otto. Crossover dribble, steps right, shoots the three. Nope, just inside the arc, hits a two from about 19 feet out. His first basket of the game, Streaks by seven. Gino around his man, reverse layup, missed it. Steck flying in with a tip up and in. Easton hasn't missed a shot, three rebounds. He's in double figures with 11 now, and the Streaks lead by nine. Now batted out of bounds. Oh, looked like Watts maybe have touched it. After Clary reached in, knocked it out of his hands right on the sideline at the end of the Galesburg bench, but Canton will keep it.
I think Coach Thompson agreed with you on that call. It looked like it did almost touch his hand. Chad wanted it.
Streak's going to get Jace Keith back into the game. He'll spell Carl. Williams, Dominique, Steck, Clary, and Keith on the floor. So the five starters back together for Galesburg with 6:21 to go in the half, leading by nine. Pass into the backcourt. Caden Otto chases it down for the Little Giants, and Gino Williams will pick him up defensively, bringing it back into the front court. Here's a near steal by Keith, but Reeder keeps it. Kick over into the left corner, three short. Rebound knocked around. Keith bumped a couple of times. And now a foul called. About three different players bumped into him trying to secure that rebound as they were starting to work their way back up court. And now a foul is called. Six of the game on Canton will be the first of the game on Malachi Correa. So Canton spreading those 16 fouls around, six different players each with a foul. Galesburg by nine, looking for its first double-digit lead of the game. Crossover by Dominique. Steck, left side. Keith passes up the three, steps inside. 15-footer from the wing, knocks it down. Chase's first points of the season. And there is that double-digit Galesburg lead now at 24-13. Dribble in the backcourt, Otto. Dominique backs off. Now Correa fires it across midcourt to the right wing. Dribble by Barnhart. Pulls up, gets back to Dylan Watts. Coming out top for it, Reeder. Swing it over left side, Otto. Trying a little shake-and-bake move on Gino, and he gets a nifty little reverse layup, working his way to the right side, cleared some space out, and that was a tough finish by senior Caden Otto for his second basket.
That kid's doing a good job of getting to the rim.
Going to be very active, creating some shot. Now Gino trying to dribble through traffic, turns it over. Canton with a steal, pull-up jumper, and a tip-up and in by Watts after the floater wouldn't go down. And it's 24-17 as Canton turns Galesburg points, or Galesburg turnover into points. And now an offensive foul and a dribble drive in from the left side. And that'll be back-to-back turnovers by the Streaks. And the fourth team foul on Galesburg will be number two of the game on Jace Keith. 30-second timeout by the Little Giants. 4:54 to play here in this opening half as the Streaks lead is 24-17. All right, let's take a look at the tournament schedule here. This is the only game obviously being played here. There is another game as part of the Thanksgiving tournament being played at DeKalb, where Coach Mike Reynolds' team is taking on Dunlap. There will be no more action in the boys' Thanksgiving tournament until Friday. 10:30 is when Madison will take on Dunlap, and then these Little Giants will take on Ogden at noon. There will be a session break, and then the full complement of teams will be playing starting at 3 o'clock here at Thiel Gym. Dunlap against Chicago Wells, Ogden versus Madison. DeKalb will face Canton in a 6 o'clock game Friday night, and then the Streaks will battle Chicago Wells in the closer before another big day of action on Saturday. A couple of sessions, Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, a Galesburg girls game as Otto hits a three from the left corner. And he's starting to heat up now. He's got nine all in this half. And now a turnover, batted away. Barnhart chasing it down, sidesteps to the left and puts it up and in, high off the glass. And just like that, we got a ball game again now at 24-22. And the Streaks aiding Canton with three straight turnovers.
Yeah, we got to start taking care of the ball a little better today.
Dominique pulls up for three. Air ball. Under the basket, Barnhart with a rebound. Canton can tie it up with a run out at the other end, but a miss. Correa with a rebound. Pulls it back up top to Barnhart. Out of the right wing it goes. Swinging around. Canton going to show some patience down two here. The catch by Reeder up top. Reverses directions back over to Otto. Fighting through a screen. A lot of contact, but no foul called. Streaks wanted an illegal screen set in the lane there. Now a jumper from the right side. That three is off the mark by Otto. And Clary secures a rebound. That would have given Canton its first lead of the game. Streaks' lead is two here. Under 3.5 minutes to play first half.
Canton's very patient on offense.
Keith gets bumped. Picks up the ball on the right wing. Now back up top to Gino. Entry pass, Clary. The give and go out to Keith. Catches three. Air ball again. Weak side rebound, Barnhart has picked up five rebounds now already for Canton to lead both sides. Firing it into the right corner. Passing up the three is Watts. And now we've got an official's timeout. Brett Brewington sees something, I think, on Drew Reeder's jersey, maybe? No, Reeder's going to stay in the game. Now he comes over and gives the explanation to the Galesburg bench. Gino comes out. Aiden Almaguer checks back in for the Streaks. Hunter Rhodes gets Caden Otto out of the game for Canton for the moment. Braden Coker checks back in for him. 3 minutes to play for the half. 2-point Galesburg lead, Canton ball. Barnhart with it, right on the signature of John Thiel. Up the right side of the gymnasium, and now here's an illegal screen set. I think Chad Thompson was lobbying for that earlier, certainly with a play in the lane. He wanted one earlier, and it wasn't called. And this time he got the call. Drew Reeder away from the ball, picks up his first.
They're setting a down screen every time from the top of the key, looking to pop a man to the top of the key for a three, and they finally called it.
Six turnovers on Canton, and now Barnhart picked Easton Steck's pocket, and as he got out to run with it off the top of the key, thinking he had a breakaway, a whistle, he gets called for a foul instead. And I believe that's his second. Scoreboard showing one. I had him for one already. It's the eighth team foul on Canton, so it'll put Steck at the line, shooting a 1-1. Easton last season was just 12 of 23, 52% on the season. He's likely to get a lot more opportunities this year. And the first one is off the back iron. And Correa rips it away from his teammate Watts for his fifth rebound. Streaks miss an opportunity there. The scoring has gone quiet here in the second quarter. And a 9-0 run by Canton has brought an 11-point lead down to two with under 2.5 minutes to play first half. In the left corner, Coker driving, pull-up jumper over Dominique, but he missed it. Rebound, batted over to Nolan Carl, who comes out with it. His third board of the game. Streaks back quickly, trying to push it, and a three by Dominique on the right wing. He knocks one down for the first time from behind the arc this season. Gillsburg gets the lead back to five. Now forces a turnover. Driving, Almaguer, but an offensive foul called as Coker got back defensively to draw the charge. That's the first of the game on Almaguer, and nine Gillsburg turnovers. So Canton turned it over on the pick on the opposite end. Chad Thompson applauds the aggressive move to the basket despite the turnover. Nolan Carl will guard the inbound against Watts, who gets it into the left wing. Now gets it back up the middle. Correa fires it left side. Otto quickly into the front court. The catch and shoot off the mark in the left wing by Reeder. Nolan with a rebound. Now a bad pass intercepted by Correa, who read it perfectly, pretty telegraphed from the backcourt.
Yeah, Streak's got to do a better job taking care of the ball.
Lessons to learn here early in the season, especially with a lot of these guys who are back from last season, but not back with a ton of varsity playing time. On the right side, Otto pulls up at the free throw line and now a foul away from the ball, and I think that's going against Galesburg. And a technical foul called. Brett Brewington tees up. Did he tee up the Galesburg player? Did he tee up the Canton player for the reaction? He might have teed up the Little Giants player for the kind of overreaction on the foul called on Almaguer away from the ball.
He was overly pleased with that call.
He was pretty fired up. So we're unsorting everything here.
Personal foul on number 32, Carter Clary.
All right.
Then a technical foul on number 35, Drew Reeder.
So that'll put Ian Dominique at the line for the Silver Streaks. That's the second foul of the game on Reeder. So Dominique to the line, up and in. Ian shot only three free throws all season last year. And he made one of them. First one here gives Galesburg a 6-point lead, now a 7-point lead as Dominique knocks them both down. He's got seven in the quarter, and the Streaks' lead is seven, 29-22. And we got a 30-second timeout called by the Streaks with a minute 23 to go. Now, here's what happens. Here's why that technical is so bad. I mean, obviously, it's a personal foul on Reeder, so that's number two in the game on him. But on the foul that was called on Clary, that was on Canton's end of the floor, so they had the ball.
Yes.
It effectively goes as a turnover because the technical foul then puts Galesburg at the free throw line and gives the Streaks the ball back. So they deny themselves points on one end, give up points with the free throw line at the other end, and now the Streaks with the ball. Bad time for a technical foul. I don't blame him for being excited.
No,
I mean,
no.
You like to see the excitement. And
it's good to see the Streaks take advantage of a play like that.
So Dominique will inbound from half court up the right side in front of us with Clary, Steck, Almaguer, and Nolan Carl, who will play the point, walking it across from the backcourt, picked up defensively by Dylan Watts. Nolan works his way to the left wing, down low to Steck.
fires it through the net over to Almaguer, driving in from the wing, off balance, banks it in, foul, and a three-point play chance. What a strong move by Aiden Almaguer, and what a strong finish, playing through contact, fading just enough to his right on the dribble drive to avoid the charge, and Malachi Correa picks up foul number two, Almaguer to the line.
Easton's doing a great job of passing the ball. He's got four assists already.
And that was a no-look from the right low blocks through the net out to Almaguer on the wing, but the three throws off the mark, and Steck fights away for the offensive rebound. Dominique down the right lane, cups the ball, kicks it out. Almaguer, now loose ball picked up by Ian. Dribbles around to the left side, Steck, quick three, got it! Five in the quarter, 14 for the game for Easton Steck, and the Streaks lead by 12. And again, points for the Streaks coming out of the offensive rebound, and now Almaguer goes for a steal on a deflected pass, and contact running into Caden Otto will put Otto at the free throw line for a 1-1.
Easton's doing a good job of leading the team right now, playing like a senior.
How about that offensive rebound? Canton didn't secure it after the miss, and Easton came around from the weak side, came around the players, just reached up enough with that tremendous leaping ability that he has, and got just enough of a finger on the ball to knock it loose. And he fended off the Little Giants for the offensive rebound. Now Otto gets a soft bounce off the back iron, and that ends the Galesburg run at 10 in a row. The lead is 11, 34-23. Second free throw good as well. Otto had only 1 point in the first quarter. He's heated it up with nine here in the second quarter. 34-24, final 37 seconds of the first half with the Streaks leading by 10. Steck just left of the top of the arc. Dribbles around the volleyball line into the corner to Nolan Carl. Into the Canton bench, pulls it back out. Entry pass, Clary knocked off balance, secures the ball and puts it up softly off the glass. Nice hands by Carter Clary to help the Streaks get back up by 12 again. Otto into the front court, stops on the front end of the Galesburg bench, still with the dribble, final 10 seconds of the half. Streaks fan base trying to implore the defense. Easton deflects a cross-court pass out of bounds with 1.6 seconds to go. And Canton will have to inbound from the corner with not much time. It's enough time to catch and shoot. Otto will inbound with Gino Williams face guarding him on the baseline. Left of the basket, slaps the ball, Otto looking, bounce pass, right inside the lane, but a miss! Miles Hoops, a sophomore, sneaks in from the right side, got a good look at it, but fresh off the bench, couldn't hit the layup, and the Streaks take a 36-24 lead into the half. We'll take a break, we'll come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics. Jason will head down, we'll get a word from assistant coach Eric Thompson coming out of the locker room. And we'll tell you more about this Thanksgiving tournament here from John Thiel Gym. 36-24, Galesburg by a dozen on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't wait for just one day of savings when you can shop at Yem in Galesburg, where it's Black Friday all month long.
Hey, this is Kirsty Cooper. Yem discounts available on all new Silverado, Sierra, and Ram 1500s. Rebates available on most new trucks, too. For example, get a new Ram 1500, buy with 0% for 48 months, plus rebates, and no payments for 90 days.
Blackout prices and early bird deals during our Black Friday all month long event now at Yem.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Hey, can you get in my purse and grab my eye drops? I can't see anything.
Well, that's something you want the person driving you to say.
Please, my eyes get so dry they hurt. Is that not normal?
Actually, up to 12% of people suffer from chronic dry eye. But in order to treat it properly, you need to find out the exact cause. Kehoe Eye Care offers the Oculus Keratograph, a diagnostic tool designed to more accurately determine the cause of dry eye so it can be treated correctly. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Hi, this is Dan Teal with Tompkins State Bank. Do you dread having to go to the bank and meet with your banker, wondering if they understand your farm operation? Has your banker even been to your farm in the last year? Are you happy with your current bank, or are you just putting up with them? Think about those questions and then give me a call or a text. Tell me where you're at, and I'll head that way. You don't have to come to the bank. I'll come to you, and I'm available when you are. Dan Teal, Tompkins State Bank. Galesburg.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Your halftime scoreboard here at John Thiel Gymnasium on the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Show. Your halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. It's a good-looking scoreboard right now, Jason Wessels. 36-24 Streaks. I love the energy that this team's bringing out here tonight.
It's a good start. It's fun to watch. They're getting up and down, putting a lot of pressure on Canton. Full court, making them turn the ball over. Granted, they've turned us over quite a bit, but we're using our athleticism and using that to our advantage and getting after it.
Silver Streak sophomores also won tonight 63-43, so a great start here. One more half to play, obviously, though, for the varsity to secure that first victory of the season. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Yem, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And I guess, Jason, we're going to start our halftime stats by looking at what the Streaks are shooting in this game. 15 of 20 from the field, 75% in the opener. That, to me, is a direct result of the aggressive nature that this team is playing.
A lot of layups and a lot of open threes, and we're knocking them down.
And really, is that the only miss? Those are the only missed shots the Streaks have, are three-pointers.
Yes.
But now, Chad Thompson said, we're going to shoot three. We shot threes last year. He said, we're going to shoot threes again this year. He said the difference is we're better at shooting them this year. And so far that's been the case, 3 out of 7 from three-point range.
Well, the pressure is correlating to layups. I mean, you get turnovers in the backcourt, you're going to get layups.
But those layups also lead to better open shots from the outside, do they not?
Yes. They're going to start sinking in on us, and people are going to be wide open for three.
Silver Streaks out-rebounding Canton 15-13. Turnovers, definitely part of the story, and not a surprise in a first game of the season. 10.5 for Galesburg, 8 for Canton. We don't keep track of points off of turnovers. I'd be willing to bet the Streaks are pretty dominant in that category statistically, just based on how that's transpired as well. We'll take a look at the individual scoring when we come back. Jason's going to head down, get a word with assistant coach Eric Thompson. We'll take a break here. 36-24, Streaks on top by a dozen on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You want a Black Friday sale? Ford of Galesburg's got a great one for you. This is Mike Glasnovich. Right now, you can get 0% for 66 months on all new Ford Escapes and Edges through the Flex Buy program.
This is Doug Miner. All new 2022 F-150s are now 2.9% for 60 months or 3.7 for 72 and 2.9 for 66 months on all new Explorers.
Our Black Friday sales event has turned into the biggest sales event of the holiday season, and our lot is filling up with 2022s. Not to mention, we have over 100 used vehicles in stock.
Such as a 2022 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition with only 10,000 miles. And then we've got a 2019 Ford Ranger XLT Sport with 38,000 miles, priced at $35,990.
Come take a test drive, or we'll make sure you have a very Merry Christmas this year. Shop the Black Friday sales event going on now at Ford of Galesburg, West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
Tax title license doc fee extra with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Dillon's Appliance Service. Selling and servicing used appliances in Knox County and the surrounding areas with competitive rates on all major appliance brands. Contact them at 343-0476. Mostly clear tonight, over that low 25, sunny at 51 tomorrow. A low of 29 tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 54. Well, Thanksgiving Day on Thursday, cloudy skies and a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. It's 34 at WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A 36-24 over the Canton Little Giants in the opener of this Thanksgiving tournament. Let's head down courtside. Jason Wessels, who is assistant coach Eric Thompson.
Jason Wessels here with assistant coach Eric Thompson. Eric, thoughts on the first half?
Just tightening some things up. Obviously, stuff you expect from kind of a new-look varsity team with a lot of guys who didn't play a ton of varsity minutes. Things to clean up, obviously fighting through those ball screens or those down screens that they're setting, whether they're illegal, whether we're fouling getting through. Either way, we just got to toughen up and get through. And being a lot tighter with the ball. We're dribbling with the ball way out in front of us, and I think making a lot of unnecessary moves. And they can guard, right? They're getting their hands in there on a lot of balls. And then also getting back on defense. I mean, these guys run the floor really, really hard. And they finish once they get there. So, obviously, those are the three things we talked about the most, but, you know, just playing hard.
We thought, me and Brad talking, we thought you guys came out with a lot of energy. The press was very effective. You turned them over quite a bit. Granted, you guys, you're going to have turnovers early in the season. I think we had you down for 10. But you take care of the basketball, it looks like should be our night.
I hope so. A lot of those turnovers are coming up from us dribbling the ball versus us passing the ball. I thought Red did really worked really, really well. They made the adjustment and started beating it. I think this half and our half-court pressure with that same energy give them some problems. All right.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, we'll talk to you next time.
So thanks to assistant coach Eric Thompson joining us here on our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yum Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Let's take a look at the individual scoring in the first half. Streaks lead Canton 36-24. Here's how it played out. Caden Otto led the Little Giants with 10 of Canton's 24 points, including 9 in the second quarter alone. Malachi Correa, Dylan Watts, and Cale Barnhart each finished with 4. Braden Coker had 2 off the bench for Canton. For the Silver Streaks, Easton Steck led the way with 14 in the first half. Ian Dominique had 9. Carter Clary had 6, including a couple of big offensive rebounds. Then we go to Aiden Almaguer off the bench, Jace Keith and Gino Williams each with 2. Nolan Carl had 1. Jackson Kroc-Sibbing got into the game but has not scored to this point for the Silver Streaks, who lead it by 12. Canton's ball to start off quarter number 3. It'll be Barnhart up top on the right side. Yerbik now cut off on the wing is Watts coming out for a Correa. Watts has it back now on the right wing. Otto, the only Canton player who hasn't touched the ball in this possession. Correa with a pump fake in the lane, got Carter Clary to bite on the fake, but Correa couldn't finish it off, and Clary secures his 4th rebound for the Silver Streaks. Dominique Steck, now Ian, up top for 3. Missed it. Rebound, fought for. Canton trying to save it from going out of bounds, and does so into the hands of Yerbik. An open 3, wide open on the wing, but Watts is too strong. Weak side rebound, Otto trying to save it, and it's Clary who picks it off. Dominique with a hesitation drive, pulls up, got a shot blocked. Fight for it, Canton secures. Otto with a rebound. A little ugly here in the first minute of the second half. On the left side, step back. Otto, the catch, the release, top of the arc, drains a 3. And Canton ultimately makes the Silver Streaks pay. Down to a 9-point lead, 36-24. Dominique will walk it across midcourt. Up top, Gino. Fakes right, stops at the left high post, throws it away. Got knocked off balance, fading away, threw it into traffic. Otto picked it off. Watts pulls up, back behind him to Barnhart. Swing it right side over to Otto. I think he might shoot it from that far out on the just inside the volleyball arc. He doesn't do so there. Trying to work around Cardi on a mismatch, Clary rather, and then a shot in the lane comes up well short, but Canton secures the offensive rebound, and Otto hits one from the wing. And it's down to a 6-point lead, 36-30. Canton just out-battled Galesburg on that possession. 2 minutes in, Streak still looking for their first points of the second half. Entry pass, Clary. Had the give and go, but passes it outside to Keith instead. Now Easton will shoot from the right wing, off the mark. Gino in traffic, got tied up, coming down with a rebound, and a scramble for it as he gets tied up with Otto. Both hit the deck. Streaks keep it on the alternating possession. It's Easton's first miss of the game. He did have a missed free throw, but his first missed shot from the field. And the Streaks, after we complimented him, shooting 75% in the first half, are 0 for 3 to start the second half. The lead is 6, 5:45 to play third quarter. Gino trying to work around some screens, reverses back behind him to Easton. Dominique on the right wing, reversing up top to Jace, around his man, in traffic, banks it in, tough shot on the right side. And a full timeout called by Gelsberg.
That was a tough finish.
38-30, 5:31. This is a Mike Reynolds technique that Chad Thompson has adopted. 2.5, 3 minutes into the quarter. Take a timeout coming off a what turns out to be a pretty big basket for the Silver Streak. So we'll take a timeout as well with Gelsberg leading by 8, 38-30 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
¿Tienes un arma en la casa que no está bajo llave?
房子里有没有解锁的枪?
No matter how you say it.
Is there an unlocked gun in the house?
Always ask if there's an unlocked gun in the house. Guns are now the leading cause of death for kids. So, the next time you drop your kid off at a play date, a sleepover, or even at a friend's, remember, it doesn't kill to ask.
Learn more at hospitalsunited.com. Brought to you by OSF Healthcare.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this reminder for families in need. The First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. The only thing required is a photo ID. To see those days and times, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels here. Galesburg boys basketball back on the air for the first time this 2022-23 season, and the Streaks lead by 8. Canton with the ball, coming out of a Galesburg full timeout, and miscommunication. Correa trying to go backdoor to Otto, but Otto didn't make the cut, and they bounced it out of bounds. Streaks trying to build back to a double-digit lead, and they bounced it out of bounds. Streaks trying to build back to a double-digit lead now. Steck in the backcourt, trying a little shake and bake on his man. Pull-up free throw line, off the mark and off the rim. Watts hauls down the rebound for the Little Giants. Correa gets it back, just left of the arc. Top it goes to Barnhout. Now the step-out three by Yerbik, missed it. Rebound fought for. It's Otto who picks up the loose ball, blocked by Gino. Easton, bounce pass, up court, Keith, layup. Keith with 4.5, 6 for the game. Great transition offense by the Silver Streaks to get out with it quickly. And a big block by Gino to trigger that secondary break.
Defense leading offense, once again.
10-point Galesburg lead, 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Up top, Correa. Now passes it out to Barnhart. Correa trying to back his way in on Keith. Forces the shot back out to the top of the arc. Now pull up three by Otto. No rotation on that shot. Gino comes out with a rebound. Leading the break. Into the front court. Trying to lose his man. Gets knocked down. Diving save by Dominique to prevent the turnover. And Keith now waits for Gino to get up. He's got it on the right wing. A little between the legs dribble. Back out to Keith up top. Halfway through third quarter. Streaks lead by 10. Looking for more here. Their biggest lead of the game is 12 on a couple of occasions. Steck around a screen into a double team as the ball knocked away. A diving ball, and Easton gets overturned at the midcourt line and gets called for traveling.
Easton got undercut on that play.
He did. Just a diving attempt by Barnhart, I think it was, for Canton, going for the loose ball. Easton going back for the loose ball, and the sliding player for Canton undercut him, forced Easton to roll over on his back. And then his back went into the backcourt as he was trying to secure the ball and turned it over. So now a 30-second timeout by the Little Giants as Coach Hunter Rhodes, former Canton star himself, 2014 graduate who scored over 1,100 points in his career at the Little Giants, went on to win a national championship at Kirkwood Community College his sophomore year before going on to play at the University of Northern Iowa.
We had a good interview with him earlier. He's well-spoken. He's very knowledgeable, it seemed like.
No question. And hopefully they find a home here at the Thanksgiving tournament. I was looking back at my tournament results from last year when the Streaks went 3-0. It reminded me that right before the tournament started, two Chicago area teams pulled out of the tournament. So what was, here's a screen, and knocked Easton off balance. Reeder came out from underneath and collided with Easton.
I tell you, they're using Reeder as a pick guy. He is setting some screens out there.
Solid young man. But the 10th Canton turnover. So the Streaks hopefully back to a full Thanksgiving tournament here. Gino's shot just to the right of the top of the arc is off the mark. And Barnhart with his sixth rebound for Canton, just his first of the second half. 3:20 to go, third quarter. On the right side in front of his own bench, Otto. Up top, fake left, driving right, Urbik pulls up high post, swished it. Created his own shot, got his first basket of the game now. And it's 40-32. Keith throws it behind him, saved by Dominique, who drives in from the wing. It gets deflected over to Keith, who gets blocked from behind and out of bounds. The balls kept flying into Galesburg's hands on deflected passes. Canton was doing everything right defensively, and still, Jace had a good look at it and a good recovery by Canton to knock his shot out of bounds. On the inbound, out to Dominique on the wing. Up top, it'll go to Steck. Now Gino with it to the free throw line, backs up, left side over to Dominique. Trying to create a shot, good defense by Otto. He'll pull it back out to Nolan Carl back into the game. Gino drives baseline, pulls up low, blocks, in and out. Rebound Dylan Watts. Gino created a good look for himself, just couldn't get it down.
Yeah, he's got to finish that.
On the right side on the wing, crossover dribble. Otto drives, reverse layup, got it around Easton Steck. Can't finish it off though. Dominique with a rebound. Traffic in the backcourt, scoops it over to Nolan Carl. The lane is open, he drives and finger rolls it up and in. Back to a 10-point Galesburg lead. Canton missed an opportunity to get within six on this end. Streaks made him pay at the other end. Back up by 10 now. Urbik, top of the arc. Left side over to Otto, guarded by Steck. Works around a screen. He'll be picked up by Nolan Carl on the switch. And now trying to do too much with the ball. Dribbling, picked it up. Travel. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 10-point Galesburg lead. Streaks trying to build on top of it again here. Streaks don't extend the lead, but Canton several times tonight just not able to take advantage of it. And a bucket or two, and suddenly the Streaks are back up double digits. And now trying to add on to it here with a minute 50 to play third quarter. Dominique on the wing. Out to Jackson Crock-Sibbing, quick three, air ball. That freshman was lighting it up in the sophomore game, but off the mark on that three-pointer. Yeah, he was draining some quick shot threes in that 20-point sophomore victory, but he airballs that one, and the Streaks set up the press.
He's going to be a valuable piece for the Streaks this year.
No question.
Going to provide a lot of shooting off that bench.
Yep. He's going to light a spark under this team at some point along the way when they're going to really need somebody to do that coming off the bench. Here's Correa up top. See if Kant can take advantage of the Streaks' miss. Drive in on Crock-Sibbing. Got a good box out after the miss by Watts. The freshman picks up his first varsity rebound. Left side, he'll fire it on the run. A little bit too strong. Easton with a weak side rebound. Finger roll up and in from the low blocks. His first basket of the second half gives him 16 for the game, too short of his career high. And the lead is back to 12 for the Streaks with a minute to go, third quarter. Right side on the wing, Braden Coker back into the game. Entry pass down low to Correa. Backing his way up on the wing, Braden Coker back into the game. Entry pass down low to Correa. Backing his way up on Almaguer, who holds his ground. The kick out to Reeder for three, and he swishes it. First basket for Reeder. Big guy's done nothing but shoot threes here tonight. Finally hits one. 9-point lead and a bad pass by the Streaks. Canton stealing it away and now holds up into the midcourt with Correa picking up his dribble. Lobs it over right side to Barnhart. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter. 10-point Galesburg lead. Reeder, same spot, same result. Left him wide open. He came out from down low, got an open look at it, and cuts the lead in half all by himself. It's down to six.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's much of a shooter, but the big fella's got a little touch on him.
Down to 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Steck will traverse the half-court line. Now reverses direction back right with 6 seconds to go. Left side, Dominique comes out to catch for it. Step back, 18-footer, swish from the wing. Hits it at the buzzer, and the Streaks take an 8-point lead. They do confirm it is a 2-point basket. An 8-point lead into the fourth quarter, 46-38. On a buzzer-beating 18-footer by Ian Dominique, 46-38 Streaks after three on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Three quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you. Opener for the Galesburg High School boys basketball team. It's been a good opener so far, too. 8-point Galesburg lead. They've weathered a couple of Canton runs. Canton has missed some opportunities to try to cut into the lead a few times. Streaks have weathered that storm and take an 8-point lead into the fourth quarter. Canton ball to start off the final period. Jason's going to share some Easton Steck numbers here in a moment when we get an opportunity. Correa at the high post. They go back door, fires it through the hands of Watts. I got that as the 12th Canton turnover, Jason. Is that what you have?
Yes, sir. 12.
13 for the Silver Streaks. For Galesburg to start the fourth quarter. Clary, Steck, Dominique, Gino Williams, and Taylen Davis into the game for the first time. And a reach-in foul called on Canton as Steck tried a little bounce pass in from the right side. That's just the second team foul for the whole half. Yeah, Canton has both of them. So we're 20 seconds in. Gino Williams will inbound. The catch by Dominique. Fires a three, missed it. Steck with the offensive rebound. Put back short. Now into the hands of Dominique. He kicks it out to Taylen Davis for three. Off the back iron. Flying through the lane. Gino comes up with it. Falls to the deck. Gets it out to Easton. A fourth opportunity for the Silver Streaks. And Dominique will slow things down a bit. Davis. Left side, three off the wing. Now he'll back it up. Three missed shots, three offensive rebounds. 8-point Galesburg lead, trying to get it back to double digits here. Steck, left high post, free throw line, dishes over to Dominique, back to Easton. Fakes right, step back three, good! It looked good when he let it go. He knocks it down for his career high 19th point.
Easton is having himself a night.
Run through those numbers quickly, Jason.
19, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists for Easton tonight.
Including that career high now of 19. 6:40 to play in the game. 11-point Galesburg lead as we wind down the final 6.5 minutes. Good entry pass to Correa, who was wide open down on the low block. Somebody lost him defensively. 49-40, Galesburg by 9. Not over yet by a long shot. Easton has his pocket pick. Tried to go around Barnhart, reached in, stole it away. Back defensively, Correa off balance down the lane, falling, but he finishes it off. And very quickly, Canton pulls back within 7. Coming off the 14th Galesburg turnover. Davis, left side, Easton, another 3. That's an air ball. He was feeling it, but he felt it too much.
Definitely feeling that one.
Watts with a weak side rebound. Canton can get back within 5, maybe 4 here. Nearly turned it over, but Gino falling out of bounds down along the baseline. Couldn't get a hand on it to get it back in. And now substitutions. 15, number 15 for both teams comes in. That's Ryan Yerbick for Canton. Jace Keith for the Silver Streaks. Taylen Davis sits back down with exactly 6 minutes to play in the game. On the inbound, Barnhart looking now finds Otto out high. Streaks have their 5 starters back onto the floor here with 6 minutes to go. Keith reaches in, steals it away with a run out. Up, goes for the dunk, but he got knocked down from behind. No foul called. Canton with a rebound. Otto with a crossover, tries to pass it through the lane. Clary got a hand on it. Canton gets it back with Yerbick. Now the deflection into the hands of Gino. It's sloppy, but the Streaks trying to take advantage of it, and Otto fouls Gino from behind going down the left side of the lane.
Yeah, Streak's got their 15th turnover on that play, but it's one of those ones where you get a quick steal and the guy steals it right back from you.
Yep. Second foul of the game on Caden Otto. And in all of that activity in 26 seconds, it's still an 8-point Galesburg lead. Now another near steal. Canton does take it away. They try to bounce pass into Easton on the right wing, but he was double-teamed, and Canton takes it away. Now to the right side it goes to Barnhart. Up top, Correa. Left side over to Otto. 5:15 to play in the game. Canton trying to get back within six, maybe five here. 50-42, Galesburg by eight. Correa on the right wing. Backing his way in, trying to post up Clary. Clary fell down. Correa missed the turnaround. Rebound came right back to him. Follows it up with a make. When Clary fell down, that opened things up on the right side of that lane. The first was a miss, but an easy putback for Malachi Correa, who's come alive in the fourth quarter with six of his 10 points. 4:45 to play. Now Clary trying to answer at the other end, trying to back his way in, lost the handle on the ball. Canton with a runner. Correa got blocked by Clary, who looks down at Correa falling to the deck. The feed over to Gino cutting in, deflects it over to Ian for three off the mark. Rebound out of bounds off of Easton Steck, back to Canton.
Got a good look.
The student section behind the Galesburg bench was ready to erupt if Ian had knocked that one down. And we got a timeout on the floor. 4:29 to play in the game. Streaks lead by six, 50-44. It's been erratic, it's been sloppy, and it's also been fun to watch. Lots of energy in John Thiel Gymnasium. Stay tuned for the final 4.5 minutes next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for health care that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Maybe that one in the corner at the buzzer.
4:29 to go in the fourth quarter. We're looking at the scoreboard. It says 50-44, but the Streaks have only 3 points in the quarter. You know what I think? I think you're right, Jason. Ian Dominique hit that basket at the end of the third quarter that Brett Brewington said was just a two. I thought he was inside the line, or at least on the line. But the scoreboard showing Ian with 12 points, so that two at the end of the third quarter must have been a three.
Yep.
So that benefits Galesburg. The lead is actually 50-44.
Get on the floor. Nice.
Canton ball, and Otto is able to keep it from Jace Keith. As they're trying to cut the lead to four, maybe three here with Urbick from the wing. Missed it. Rebound on the floor, and Otto keeps it alive, knocking it away from Ian Dominique. Now a runner down the lane is a miss, and Correa out to Otto for three again. Barely draws the front of the rim, and Nolan Carl comes out with his fifth rebound for Galesburg. Streaks again. Dodge a couple of bullets. Now a turnover at the other end with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. So the Streaks allowing Canton to stay within two possessions here. Little Giants ball. Barnhart out high near half court. To the left side to Dylan Watts. They're playing a little keep away right now. Streaks trying to extend that zone out. Looks a little 2-1-2 here, don't you think, Jason?
Good switch up here by Chad. They've seen nothing but man the whole game.
And it's confused. Canton, bad pass. Dominique over to Gino for the run out at the other end. A little bit shaky on the shot up around the rim, but it fell through. 52-44, Streaks by eight, turning the Canton turnover into points at the other end with under 3 minutes to play. Into the left corner, Urbick. Back up top to Watts. Swinging around. Right side, Barnhart for three. Air ball. Battle for the rebound, and over the back of Keith comes Urbick. And that is his second foul. And we'll give the Streaks a rebound on that after the miss by Barnhart. I'll tell you what, if Canton gets into too many quick shooting threes here and doesn't knock any down, the Streaks could very well open this game up in a big way here late. It's just eight right now with under 2:40 to play in the game. Streaks trying to take advantage here. After that, can't miss. And now Jace Keith. You know, we haven't seen that all the game long. He faked right, moved left and then didn't get the dribble started in time and got called for traveling. It
shuffled the feet a little bit.
We see that a lot in the first game of the season, but that's the first time I think we've seen that tonight.
Yes. Not saying it hasn't happened yet, but first time the refs called.
First time it's been called. That's correct. Another timeout by the Little Giants. 2.5 minutes to play in the game. The streak's lead is 8. Canton ball when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Michelle from YEM Certified Service. Right now, you can get up to $200 off a set of 4 tires with road hazard protection and 3-year roadside assistance and towing, up to 150 miles on select brands. All GM program tires include a 6-year material and workmanship warranty, too, and free tire replacement in the first 12 months. As always, you can count on YEM's 30-day price guarantee. If you find a better price within 30 days, we'll refund the difference. So if it's time for new tires, trust the certified service experts at YEM. North Henderson, Galesburg.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
52-44, Galesburg by 8. 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you. Streaks coming out of the Canton timeout. Nolan Carl, Easton Steck, Aiden Almaguer, Ian Dominique, and Gino Williams. For the Little Giants, Barnhart will inbound, along with Correa, Yerbik, Watts, and Otto. So the 5 starters still in the game for head coach Hunter Rhodes. As the Little Giants with the ball down 8, trying to get it back to a 2-possession game here. Correa to the right side, trying to shake around his man Otto, feeds it into the lane to Correa, dribbled into a double team between Almaguer and Dominique, and it's going to be Aiden with a reach-in foul, his 3rd. Here's what I was just thinking in that timeout, Jason. We talked about the number of varsity players who are back, but the really overall lack of varsity experience. This is where this team is really going to get tested here with a game that they haven't put away,
right,
but got to figure out how to put the game away.
And that's the key. That's learning how to win in the fourth quarter is a big thing.
Correa misses the first free throw, which helps out the streak. Second one up and in. 7-point game. 52-45. Little token backcourt pressure by Canton. Now they'll back off it as Steck drives it across midcourt. Streaks haven't handled the ball very well here in the fourth quarter. Gino splits the defenders and takes it all the way in from the right side. Nobody came over for the help side defense, and the Galesburg lead is 9. 6 in the game for Gino, 4 in this quarter. Quick jumper baseline, good by Yerbik for the quick answer by Canton. 54-47. 7-point Galesburg lead with a minute 45 to play. Carl to the right side. Gino's going to try it again. A little more pressure defense. He gets blocked going down the lane. Correa with his 7th rebound for the Little Giants. To the right side, Caden Otto. He's been held quiet here in the second, especially in the fourth quarter. And a backside foul by Nolan Carl. Entry pass to Correa in the lane. And Nolan, guarding a little too tightly from the backside, reached around on the entry pass, picks up his first foul. Only the 2nd team foul on the streaks, though, with a minute 28 to go. Only 4 team fouls for Canton.
Yeah, let them play here in the second half.
Pretty uncharacteristic low foul numbers here in an opener. Correa forced to turn around, didn't get the shot he wanted with Carl defending him, and then he missed the 2nd attempt. It wasn't his first choice, and the streaks come away with a rebound. Dominique left corner, didn't need that 3, missed it. Gino with a tap, also wouldn't go, and Canton with the rebound. Otto driving, throws it through the lane and throws it away. Easton Stack, showtime! Just goes up for the layup, and he's got 21. The crowd was ready to erupt, but the basket, the more important point there. You don't need showtime. Now Gino comes from the low side, tries to poke it away from Barnhart and was thinking run out at the other end, but he picks up a foul instead.
Easton is having himself a night.
So 21 points now, 7 here in the second half, 5 of them in the fourth quarter. 1 rebound away from a double-double, correct? I still have him with 9 rebounds.
7 assists also.
The catch, the entry, and the missed 3 by Watts. Nolan Carl with a rebound. Pressure in the backcourt, makes his man miss going for the steal. Now down low to Dominique, who finishes the layup. And Ian with 14 in the game now, his varsity career high. And that should pretty well do it for the streak. Up 11 with 30 seconds to go. An air ball three over the rim. Rebound fought for. Yerbik fends off Jace Keith in the lane. Pulling it back out, Correa. Now back onto the left wing. Watts hits a three. Canton uses its final timeout. 58-50 with 15 seconds to go.
I tell you, Brad, it's such an advantage when you got a big kid like Carl that can grab a rebound and dribble the length of the court and make a pass like that. I mean, not a lot of 6'5 kids are doing that at the high school level. It's very impressive.
Well, let's talk about the flexibility personnel-wise that Chad Thompson was talking about with us in the pregame. And it starts right there with Nolan. He's going to use him at every spot on the floor, it sounds like.
Like he said, he can play 1-5 on the court, any position. And he shows it right there. I mean, he goes behind the back and between the legs real fast and drops a real nice pass for a layup.
Coach Thompson saying as his first man off the bench, he'll look for matchup opportunities. He'll look for some sort of energy that he might need off the bench. So Nolan is going to be a key situational player for the Silver Streaks this season.
I mean, he's 6'6", coming off the bench, a senior, the first guy off the bench. I mean, you're going to get good things from him every night.
And then to talk about Geno Williams at barely 6 feet, playing much the same role. He'll also be a 1-5 guy for the Silver Streaks. They are both on the floor along with Steck, Keith, and Dominique for these final 15 seconds. Canton has not put the Streaks in the bonus, so all they can do is foul to stop the clock. There's team foul number 5, takes a second off the clock. This is a situation where not having enough team fouls hurts the Little Giants if they have any thoughts of a miracle comeback, which is pretty remote at this point anyway. But what they really need to do is be able to foul the Streaks immediately and get them to the free throw line to miss one and ones. But now all they can do is stop the clock. So the Streaks have been able to run 3 seconds off the clock, just getting the ball inbounds with 12 and a half minutes remaining, and Canton with one more foul to give. And the next one will put the Streaks at the line. How much keep away can they do? Inbound to Easton, and a very light foul by Drew Reeder. That's his fourth, and it will put Easton at the line to add to his career-high 21 here tonight. 14 in the first half when he didn't miss a shot. His second free throw attempt of the night with the Streaks leading by 8, trying to get it to a 4-possession game here. Nope, the air ball is a free throw. And that'll go back to Canton now.
Easton kind of scratched the back of his head on that. Like, did I really just do that?
10 seconds to go for the Streaks' first victory. The catch and the shoot three from the corner by Reeder missed. Jace Keith with a rebound, and now they can finish it off. Nolan Carl dribbles out the final 2 seconds, and Galesburg opens 1-0, 58-50, the win over Canton here in this Thanksgiving tournament opener. The postgame show comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home has taken care of so many families during their time of need. Co-owner Todd Ettinger discusses that process.
It's a matter of listening to what the folks are wanting. If they do have questions, making sure you're answering those and helping them find the path that they want, what they see as a tribute to their loved one. And then from there, then you make it happen.
Find comfort in knowing everything is being taken care of at Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
The two questions I get asked the most are, what kind of credit score do you need to buy a home? And how much will the down payment and closing costs be? To find out the answer to both, come see me and we'll start the free pre-approval process. Hi, I'm Liz Miller, Residential Mortgage Loan Officer at F&M Bank. I can help you figure out what your budget is before you start looking at homes. So call or stop by our Main Street location in Galesburg today.
Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Dillon's Appliance Service, selling and servicing used appliances in Knox County and the surrounding area with competitive rates at all major appliance brands. Contact them at 343-0476. Overnight low tonight of 25, sunny and 51 tomorrow. Low at 29 tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 54. While Thanksgiving Day on Thursday, cloudy sky, slight chance of rain in the afternoon and a high of 51. It's 30 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
58-50, Galesburg defeats Canton in the season opener here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you on our postgame show as... Let's go right to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, because it factors into the statistics here that are going to certainly tell part of the story here tonight as well. You came up with it, and I thought about it, and I thought I really can't argue with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think Easton's well-deserving tonight. You put up 21-9-7 in the opener. He did all he could as a senior. He led us. He had a heck of a night tonight.
And, of course, we remind our listeners that Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game isn't just the player of the game or the one who had the best game, but it's the guy who did something at a key moment of the game that helped contribute to, you know, whatever the outcome was, somebody who made an especially energetic play. So Ian Dominique hits what turned out to be a three-pointer. The initial indication was a two at the end of the third quarter, so that was our other candidate. But then Easton came out of the beginning of the fourth quarter and hit a three that put us back up by a dozen.
And had a couple clutch rebounds there that tipped the ball to himself one time and got us out on a fast break when they had cut the lead down to six. I would say Easton's probably as good a choice as anybody.
So when those numbers, the 21-9-7 that you talk about, I think about that exact rebound that you just mentioned where he comes from the weak side with two Canton players in position for the rebound, leaps up, gets a finger on it, and is able to keep the offensive rebound alive. Yep. And then from the assist standpoint, I think about the down on the low blocks here.
Yes.
When he no looks it
from
the ball
post.
Goes through the net over to Aiden Almaguer in the corner with the streak scoring on that one too. So there's a highlight of his 21 points, one of his 9 rebounds, and one of his 7 assists for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. First of the season goes to senior Easton Steck as the Streaks defeat Canton 58-50. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Chad Thompson when we come back in the post game coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on escapes and edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
First, I bought the rental property of Bradley. Now I've bought a place for myself.
When a previous customer calls me to help them with another home buying purchase, I know I did something right. This time, Neil Buck was looking at a very competitive piece of property, and there was no time to lose.
I saw it. He showed me that night, and we put an offer in the next morning. It all went really quickly. Then we had a couple issues selling my house, and Brad helped out with rewriting contracts and everything I needed to do, so it was a very easy process.
I'm Bradley Hicks with Century 21. Find me at BradleyHIX.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Victoria's head coach Chad Thompson joins us as Galesburg defeats Canton in the opener 58-50. And coach, overall, you talked about the energy, so let's just start there. From up here, we liked what we saw. What's your assessment of the team's energy that they put out here tonight?
I liked our energy in the first half a lot. We were doing good things. Probably on me, we stayed in the press a little too long, I think. When we got in foul trouble, we had some guys in that probably shouldn't have been there, but growing moment for them as well. It's earlier in the year, and they tried to do things the right way. So I like our energy and where we were at. Second half, I thought when our scoring stalled there, late third, early four, our energy dipped a little bit. Our effort is a fine line between energy and effort. Yeah. Our effort, they were trying to do things right, but the energy seemed deflated and it got a lot harder. They were playing hard, but that extra hop in their step wasn't there. The bench was dead. And those are little things that Coach Dietrich's really good at pointing out. My brother's really good. It's why you have great assistants on your staff to find those little things like that. Because as a head coach, you probably don't notice those things all the time. But again, you look at the last 6 minutes of that game, the 1-2-2 zone, the different things they were able to do. We started ripping the ball and getting downhill, and then all of a sudden we got that bounce back in our step. You know?
Yeah, I thought you guys threw him for a loop when you went to the zone. They had seen man the whole game. A couple crucial possessions. You got a couple turnovers, easy baskets.
Absolutely, and Geno Williams is great at the top of that zone. He's just so active. Yes. I mean, we got a little size and length on the backside, and then we put our experience right there on the wings. You notice that a lot of times Ian flattened out naturally and made that a 2-3 zone with a 5-5 bottom guy, but it was to cover number three. It's the exact same zone, actually, that you saw, Brad, that we ran against Orr when we beat them last year. It's that same philosophy where it's more of a matchup, but it gets the result that we needed, and it forces other guys to make shots. They made a couple. That's a much improved Canton team. They've done a great job down there building some guys up from last year. So, you know, we found a way to win, and the energy was back, so now we got to get it for 32 minutes.
I want to focus on that key right there, and then, Jason, I'll let you get to your question. You said we found a way to win. We were talking in the fourth quarter during one of those timeouts, maybe 3.5 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go in the game. You had to be looking for your guys, a lot of guys who haven't been in this position, being on the floor late in that game, to figure out a way to win the game. And I thought your guys handled that pretty well tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was a huge moment for me as well because, you know, last year you say that you for first thing we all think, we all know, everybody in this gym said, all right, give the ball to JB. Every single person in the gym said, give the ball to JB. But you know what? There's a couple guys in this team that showed me some things tonight, and I will never be able to speak highly enough on Ian. As a person, as his character, his determination. He was a 6 a.m. guy in July. A 6 a.m. guy in July dragging freshmen to the gym with him, dragging Carter to the gym with him. And then you look at Easton, a 4-year varsity guy, a guy who's handled huge moments on the baseball field, who was a reason we beat a team in this gym that I remember were number one in the state. So I looked right at those two guys. And, you know, you can't dwell. And we love Alex Dre, Jeremiah, and Cohen. Their day is over. And there, we will remember them, and we will love them, and we'll cherish everything about them. But it's the new era, and right now those eras are going to start with Easton Steck and Ian Dominique Jr.
The new era got off to a heck of a start tonight. I was very impressed with the how hard you guys just played. I mean, there were kids diving all over for loose balls. Did a great job boxing out. Great job rebounding.
Thank you. Yeah, especially really at the end there. They got a few offensive rebounds that I didn't like. Again, that's kind of when I talked to, you know,
right.
We were definitely pressing too long. That's on me.
Right.
And that's when they got some offensive rebounds in the second quarter. But, no, I thought, again, rebound out of the zone, you know, it's a nightmare.
It's a tough thing to
do. There's guys flying from every angle. You're covering an area, not a guy. But I had to bet when we look at this huddle breakdown, we're going to see our defensive rebounding percentage probably went up when we were in that zone, and a lot goes right back to that energy factor. When we went to that zone, their engagement level went up. It definitely went up, and back to the old saying here at Galesburg, started by Mike Reynolds, you find a way to win.
Find a way.
We talked in the pregame. I said, you know, what does it look like when this team is going too fast? And you had alluded to that in terms of, you know, playing too fast, but also playing smart and playing with the right kind of energy. We had you in the first half at 15 out of 20 shooting from the field, which I looked at Jason. I said, do I have this right? Did I just miss something in all the up and down? It's incredible. But to me, that was all about that energy that you're talking about in the first half, and then taking advantage of it to get the right kinds of shots to be able to shoot like that.
Absolutely. In that first half, you know, it was we got out so quick with our press. We got out so quick. And you're right, you know, every time we shot, I felt like it was going into. I really did, because that was when we were making the right play, when we were leaving our feet, throwing passes, when we were taking that extra dribble way too much. And those are those experience things. Nolan Carl's not going to make that same mistake on Friday night. He's not. Gino's not going to dribble the ball off his knee coming off the ball screen on Friday night. That's a guy playing point guard that had never played point guard before. Nolan's a guy playing a point forward and being the quarterback when he gets in. Those are different roles. And you notice at the end of the game, you know, Nolan didn't make those same turnovers. Gino was going downhill hard and getting buckets.
I thought it was such a luxury to bring him in. And like you said earlier in the pregame show, he could play 1-5. Guard 1-5, play 1-5. And he showed it tonight. I mean, there was a couple times he went between the legs, behind the back, and then made a great pass down there for a layup late in the fourth quarter. I was so impressed that the kid, I mean, Nolan, almost like a Swiss Army knife, you can bring him off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. He's our guy that can do those things. Like, he was kind of like that last year. He was our most improved player last year throughout the game, and that's kind of what he became at the end. He was that, like, Swiss Army knife piece. Easton went down with a concussion. We looked right at Nolan. Carl Dortch gets tackled against Limestone.
Yeah,
Nolan
yeah.
comes in. But then you look at, like, the Rocky game. Ian sick, Easton concussed. Who do you turn to? Nolan on Omarion Nemers. Like, he can actually do a little bit of everything. He's not a great basketball player at any one thing. He's a really good basketball player at a lot of ways, and he has a great impact because of that Swiss Army knife skill set you allude to.
So last question. You have kind of a luxury in this Thanksgiving tournament that I can't think of having that we have this year, and that is you get a game under your belt, and now you've got 3 days. Thanksgiving in mid there, but I know you're not taking that off unless you're going to be a nice guy this early in the season.
Absolutely
but
not.
You've had a chance to roll the ball out there, see what these guys can do, and now spend a little time working on some things. So how do you best want to use these days to get ready for game two on Friday?
A lot of things. Number one, you know, you come in hard, and we've played so hard at practice. We've never put a team. My brother coached with me when I was a sophomore coach. I coached with Reynolds and DeKalb Reynolds here. I coached with Hart. I was the head coach here last year. We have never put a team that I've been around through a gauntlet like what we've done the last 2 weeks. So body management is important, but at the same time, we can't lose the intensity. Coach Dietrich is like a mad scientist on the bench. He's basically written the length of the dictionary in notes. So we're going to dissect those and watch the film, and that's what exactly we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to go right to cleaning up what we don't like and then growing on what we really did like. The combination of both for the next 3 days, get ready to go against a very tall and always athletic Wells team.
It's nice to have that, though, with you can really spend some time and really kind of dig down deep, get a game under your belt, like I said, and then not have to turn right around and play again.
You can really
dive into some stuff here.
Correct. And, you know, historically, Canton played a little – I mean, Canton played hard. Man, did they
yes,
play
they
hard.
Their
coach has them really rolling, too. They're going to be a team that competes this year. That is not the Canton team that was last year. Great job to that coach. All credit to him for that, and they're good players. But you know Wells is going to play with this pace more than us, like us. Whereas Canton settled it down the half court, ran that down screen, high, low look consistently. Now, with Wells' bigs, could they do that? We're going to find out. We're lucky to get an in-person scout that morning.
Right.
But you know they're going to have guards that are more like the Ians and the Eastons that really want to go, go, go. So adjustments need to be made, and we'll be ready to go.
Fun game to start the season. Great win. Coach, happy Thanksgiving.
Great win, Coach.
We'll see you Friday.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Chad Thompson coming by in our post-game coaches interview, again brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. Final statistics and final thoughts when we come back to close it out from John Thiel Gym after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Postgame statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels here in the postgame of the Silver Streaks 58-50 win over Canton. Let's run through the individual numbers. First of all, Caden Otto leads Canton in scoring with 16. He had all in the middle quarters, really. He had 1 point in the first quarter. But how about the Streaks defense? Should have asked Coach Thompson about this. They held their leading scorer without a shot attempt in the fourth quarter. At least I don't have Otto with a shot attempt in the fourth quarter, and he certainly didn't score in the fourth quarter.
That's how you win basketball games.
Back-to-back threes that he hit in the third quarter early on because Reeder hit the other two threes for them late in the third quarter. So, really, they held Otto scoreless for about the last, 14 of the 16 minutes in the second half, but he still was their leading scorer with 16. Malachi Correa, a force on the inside, finished with 11 and 7 rebounds. Dylan Watts finished with 7. Drew Reeder had 6. Those back-to-back threes we just alluded to a moment ago at the end of the third quarter. Cale Garnhart and Ryan Yerbick each with 4. Braden Coker off the bench had 2. And Miles Hoops, late in the first half, little action, and he did not score. For the Silver Streaks, Easton Steck, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, 21 points to lead the way, along with 9 rebounds and 7 assists. Ian Dominique, also in double figures, also with his varsity career high of 14 tonight. Jace Keith, Carter Clary, Gino Williams all had 6. Carter had some big rebounds at times for the Silver Streaks. Yes. Nolan Carl with 3. Aiden Almaguer off the bench with 2. And Jackson Croc Sibbing and Taylen Davis saw action on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Did not score tonight. Turnovers, that was not in favor of the Silver Streaks, if I'm not mistaken, Jason. I had 18 to 15 for us.
Yes.
And rebounding, you had in favor of the Silver Streaks,
yes,
though, right?
33-26.
33-20. Well, okay, so we'll take that anytime. One of the keys or one of the stats we kind of track throughout the season is how do the Streaks do? What's the end result, win or loss, when they have, depending on how the turnover numbers shake out? We also look at rebounding. So how often do we win when we out-rebound the other opponent? And by and large, historically, under both Chad Thompson, Ryan Hart for those couple years in between, I mean, all these Mike Reynolds guys, rebounding has been such a huge focus. And not that coaches don't focus on it, but these guys especially. And they really hang their hat on you out-rebounding the opponent. Chances are you're going to win a whole lot.
Yeah, you out-rebound your opponent most nights, you're going to win. Most nights.
Well, good to have you aboard. We got one under your belt now.
Got the first one under the belt. It was an absolute blast. I'm so glad to be back in Thiel Gym. The atmosphere was great. And I can't thank you enough for allowing me to be your partner, Brad, and you're great at what you do. It was awesome to listen to you.
Well, thank you.
Next to you for once.
I'll tell you what, if this team plays as hard all season long as what we saw here tonight, the atmosphere that we had tonight is only going to grow and grow. 58-50 the final. Streaks defeat Canton to open the season. Again, back on the air Friday night when the Streaks face Chicago Wells. That'll be a 7 o'clock game that night as well. 2 games to wrap up the Thanksgiving tournament on Saturday. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. For Jason Wessels, I'm Brad Binowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.